Joining us now in our Patriots Monday studios, Patriots defensive lineman Ty Warren is in the house.
How y'all doing?
T. Warren.
How are you?
What's happening?
Doing good, Dale.
I saw Richard Seymour on NFL Today. What network were you on over the weekend?
Actually, this weekend, me and my wife renewed our vows this weekend.
Congratulations.
Is that right? Yes. Oh, good for you.
That's very cool.
That's how I spent my my bye week.
Now, imagine everybody says, I went fishing. Oh, I went, I went golfing. Ty says, I went and renewed my vows.
Now, elaborate on that for us. What led to it, and how long have you been thinking about it? Just give us the process there.
Well, for those who don't know, me and my wife, we've been together ever since I was in high school. We got married when we was in college, which means neither of us had any means to have a formal wedding at that time, so we got married at the courthouse. Ever since that time, we had always entertained having an actual formal wedding in a formal setting. I wanted to do it initially at 5 years, but this so happened it kind of happened in the sixth year. And it failed on this week, of course, because it's a bye week. I wanted to do it in the summer, but it ended up turning out real well because out of all my family, probably had both of our families, probably had like 90% of everybody come up here. And, immediate family and close friends, they came. And we just celebrated. And, she deserved to have a formal setting. And we just celebrated, growth and marriage. And just paid homage to her. Like I said, she deserved it. And it was a blast, man. We had a Music Soul Child came through and did a...
Is that right?
Yeah, did a an hour and a 15-minute performance and meet and greet. And,
that's Dale's favorite artist. Did you know that? Right?
it was all a surprise to her. It came about. I started planning for it, like I said, for a fifth year renewal ceremony.
So she didn't even know you were going to do it.
So you planned this whole thing?
She had a clue to a certain extent. It was really more the element of surprise. Family members that she might have thought that wouldn't made it.
Right.
She didn't know where the venue was going to be. It ended up being in our backyard. I had the whole yard tented, so the rain really didn't bother us.
I was
going
to say, it was a little moist out there this week.
Yeah, the rain didn't bother us at all. We started tenting in the backyard like on Thursday, and then best friend flew in on Thursday. So then she kind of had an idea only because months ago I told her just prepare for anything. So she had her dress. Our kids had their dress. I took pictures with the girls. She took pictures with the girls, formal pictures. It was a surprise. She just didn't know when it was going to be, what date it was going to be, nothing. She didn't know who was going to show up, and then the magnitude of it was just having Music Soul Child do the performance and having family members she didn't think was going to be there. I had Kid Capri's opener, DJ Tech. I know him through a mutual friend, actually my cousin that's there in New York. So he did DJing right after, and we partied until we couldn't party no more, man. We celebrated.
Were you nervous? even though you knew it was going to happen, and you're already married.
Yeah, kind of the way it went was, it was a surprise. She grew to know that it was coming pretty soon as like she knew of a couple family members, but she didn't know of each and every family member. So, we did our own vows. So she was prepared to do that. I did my own vows. What else? So we're talking about nervousness. Okay. So let me rewind. So, the ceremony is going on or whatever. She probably pulled up to the house. She's surprised. You would have to talk to her to even know how she felt. But I was just kind of sitting up there with my pastor and I did my own vows, and my own vows kind of consisted of, if it's okay to talk about.
Sure.
Oh, hey, man. Go ahead.
Proverbs, 31:10-31, talking about a wife of noble character. And, I didn't upgrade a ring or nothing like that. She got me a new ring. I always lose my wallet, my ring, and my cell phone all the time. I'm bad with that. But she got me a new ring, so I don't ever take them off anymore. But I read that verse as part of my vow renewal. because it fed her character so much, as you know, what she is as a wife and a mother, and her motherhood duties and stuff like that that she takes so seriously. And I had some other things that I added on to the vows, and I got a crystal slipper made. I got a shoe of hers, and I got a crystal slipper made for her with that engraved in it and the date and stuff like that, and had her sit in a chair, and I, you know, placed it on her foot because that scripture fitted her to a T, as I told the crowd that was there. And you know, that was pretty much it, man. So
you big old softy,
you
are the world's biggest romantic. I love
this
that.
This is, I mean, you don't usually hear that on
bye weeks. You're making us all look bad.
I put a lot of pressure on a lot of my buddies there, man. they came up to me and told me that, but it wasn't intentional, man. It was just what she deserved, and just paying homage to our relationship and the growth that we've experienced over the years. And we've been married for 6 years now, so we've been knowing each other even longer than that. So it was good. It was a good way to spend the bye week, and had, you know, just to have the family there present and close friends. It was a blast.
Good thing you had the weekend off, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It was. Could have been really bad if you've been practicing.
I thought about that. But you know, the good thing, the ceremony didn't start till 5 o'clock, so I don't think Bill would have had us up there that late on the bye week. So I tried to prepare for anything.
I like your style, man. I really do.
Good.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of foolish talking about football at this point after all that serious stuff. But
it's okay.
You got a football game to prepare for this week, and you got a little bit of a road trip to prepare for. I guess
right.
You guys are going to stay out on the West Coast. And do you think that'll be an advantage for you in the second of the two games, not having to go back and forth like that?
I think so. I mean, you know, 3 hours is a big gap, big bridge in time, and you know, and sleep patterns and eating patterns and all, how you go about your daily regimen. So I think it'll be big to stay out there for a week, and, you know, it'll be some adjusting after that week coming back to the East Coast. I think we'll get acclimated a little easier coming back to the East Coast opposed to going out to the West Coast for a week and getting acclimated.
You had a pretty big weekend. Did you have any time to watch any of the football games that were on yesterday?
Yeah, we did. Woke up from a nap and I seen, well, actually, before I seen the Cardinals game, any word what happened to Antoine Bowen?
They said he's okay.
They said he's all right.
It's
bad,
a miracle when you look
yeah.
at the play.
Yeah.
I mean, they said he actually tried to talk them into letting him get up off the stretcher.
Him. Okay.
And they wouldn't let him do that.
Okay. Well, I caught a glance of that actual play mm-hmm. and that replay, and I was kind of just going in and out the house, and then took a nap, woke up, and then I watched the Cowboys and
Redskins.
Game,
yeah.
And I think whoever played before them, I watched a little bit of that too. I think it was the Jets and
Brett had six touchdowns against Arizona.
Yeah, that was the Cardinals, the Bolton game.
Oh, okay, that was it. Okay, yeah. So,
when you watch these games, does it? Are you a fan? Or you just sit back and say, okay, yeah, they're just playing a football game, or does something in the game make you want to get back out there and play again?
I look at it from a lot of views, just as a fan, as a student, guys I know that play on those teams, just you know checking them out and just seeing what Jets is a team that we're gonna play down the line. Cardinals is a team that we're gonna play down the line. I didn't get to see the St. Louis game. I don't think it was aired here. If it was, I just didn't see it. But you pay attention to the scores, and so I just looked at it from a bunch of different views when I looked at it, and you know, all in all, man, just your daily Sunday deal, either it's film or football. And even when we playing, depending on what time we playing, you know, you usually get to catch a glimpse of some game, you know, if we play a 4 o'clock game or a night game, Monday night, you know. So I look at it from a bunch of different views.
Well, congratulations on the best use of the bye week I've
I'm
heard
telling
of.
You. Yeah.
I mean, now you put a lot of pressure on all of us now, and I'm not sure I like you for that. But,
yeah, well, you know. No pressure, man. Do what's on your heart, you know.
So you
know,
feel like a new man now, huh?
I do, man. You know, and I was talking to Seymour about it because, you know, even though I know my wife for a while and we got married when we was in college, it's kind of like if I had to compare it to something, and I was thinking about it, I compare it to like, you know, I came right in here in 03, and I was a part of a Super Bowl with the Patriots team and then with this organization. And then, but I had, you know, spot duty that year as a rookie. And then my second year in 04, I played an even bigger role in that Super Bowl, you know, being a starter and you know, playing all 16 games and stuff like that. And I compare, in a sense, it's equivalent to my marriage because, you know, the experiences that I went through over 6 years, you know, led up to my knowledge. It was kind of like that experience that I experienced before the 04. Like, I can appreciate it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, at this point, opposed to when I just got married. I mean, when I first got married, it was like, I love this girl. You know, this is my woman, this and that. And that was that, you know what I mean? And I abide by it and everything like that, but the life experiences, the relationship, the experience, the kids, you know, and all that good stuff, man, it made it even more special. And I was telling Cedar that last night. He stopped by the house when he came in from out of town, and we were just talking about it. So it's like almost a new beginning, like rekindling, you know.
How about you, Seymour?
How about that, man? All the pressure on all you other guys.
I know Tom Cahill's putting a lot of pressure on
him. He is killing you guys.
I know.
Kid Capri, Music Soul Child.
Oh, you know, no question. He did it up.
The crystal slipper. I mean, everything.
Yeah, nah. It was an awesome ceremony. Like I said, me and my wife came. And then we came to the ceremony, and then also we left after the ceremony. So I didn't get to see all the artists and everything that he had. Took the kids to see Hannah Montana. So, you know,
man,
I'm the world's best dad. Right?
He's the world's best dad. But you're the world's best dad.
We got the best husband here. We got the best dad. So you got it all. I mean, what more do you want?
I tell you, you know, I thought about this too. And, you know, see who was able to, you know, have that formal wedding and stuff like that. And and the kids that were born already got to witness their marriage and stuff like that. My kids didn't get to witness that because we only had one kid at the time, Brianna, and then so now I got three kids, Brianna, Brielle, and Bailey. And so it was good that they were even able to witness that. You know, they seen daddy love, you know, daddy's love towards their mother and vice versa, but at the same time.
And they were part of it too.
Yeah,
they were in it.
They got to witness it, and it's something they can always look back on and say, you know, hopefully, you know, hey, that's the way I like my deal to go when it comes that time. So.
Good for you. Well, we'll release you here after you made all of us look bad.
Yeah,
all
right.
We'll talk to Richard.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Get on him, Mike. Get on him.
Thanks, Ty. Ty Warren joining us. Richard Seymour steps in as well. So absolutely, he makes us look bad with his wife.
Right.
You make me look bad for my 11-year-old daughter who wanted me to take her to Connecticut, and I couldn't get tickets certain big football players could.
No, he planned ahead. Seymour planned ahead on this. He had a vision.
I had a vision. I knew. Well, I kind of give you the background story on it. Well, down in the basement, we have a, you know, TV down in the basement. Sometimes the kids go down and watch TV, so I knew they always liked to watch the Hannah Montana concerts, et cetera. So when I just want to keep them there, and I know where they'll be, I had it on record. I TiVo'd it, so it was there on, you know, I TiVo'd it. So I went back upstairs, and then all of a sudden, I just hear the basement floors and the walls rattling. So I go down, and like, what are you guys doing? They blasting the TV, and they standing up in front of the TV, got their hands up like they rock stars, jumping up and down as she's, you know, doing her deal on TV. So, you know, I had to do that one. But you know what? I didn't tell them what we were going to do. I was just like, put on some clothes, let's go. You know, we're going out. They were like, where are we going? We're going to a movie. I was like, I give you a hint, and the hint will be you're going to have a lot of fun. That's all I'm going to give you. So, I mean, the whole ride down there, well, is it this? Is it that? You know.
Did they ever guess it?
Well, my son did say, well, is it a concert? And he got close, and I didn't really say much after that. So I couldn't be like, no, it's not a concert. But I just let them kept going, and, you know, they had an awesome time.
So you were there. You recognized among all these people. I mean, did people say, hey, well, Richard Seymour?
I had a hat on. I mean, we
kinda, a hat? Okay.
I mean, it'd be
6'6". 6'6", 6'6", 350 pounds. I bet that hat hit him well.
Yeah, just a 6'6" guy hat.
I wasn't even in the show because there were so many kids in there.
Oh, I
mean,
know.
It was all, I mean, trust me, it was all Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus posters. And so, I mean, you know what? It was a time where you could go and just, I think I had more joy out of just watching my kids just have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a joy for me. So, you know, this bye week was a time just to reflect, get away from football, but also just be a dad and do some of the things that you're not able to do, you know, during the season.
Now, for Ty, you know, renewing his vows, and he said he does, he feels like a new man. So, and I can understand why. For you, mm-hmm. you did something that you wouldn't normally do on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday during football season. Mm-hmm. How does that change your perspective about your work week now? I mean, what is it? Does it give you get charged up? You ready to play football again?
Yeah, What's just a time to get away and kind of just be away from football. And because if you ever notice, like sometimes you can stay in something so much until it becomes routine. And then you'll notice where you're not really, you think you're putting your best foot forward and you're really not. So it was time to get away, recharge the batteries and come back. And whether it's your teammates or anybody, if you're around somebody too long, you're like, yes.
Give me.
Hey, for all the listeners out there, they're pointing at each other.
Exactly.
You had this huge weekend. You took your kids to see Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. And then, I think I'll just spend Sunday on CBS television. You were everywhere.
Yeah, no, but you know what? It was all in a short span. What happened, we went down. Well, first, obviously, we went to Ty's wedding. We left there, but it was all like boom, boom, boom. Went to Ty wedding at like 5. Then we left there, and I had to kind of pick and choose. But I didn't tell my kids we had some passes to go see her before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pass on that one because, you know, I said I couldn't miss Ty's wedding. So I took the kids to see the show, and then we left there and drove down to New York that night. So, you know, it was just time for me and my wife to also catch up. Just driving down because, you know, we could have flew down, did some other things, but I said, let's drive down, just have a chance for us just to kind of, you know, talk, air out just how the season's going, how she's doing, et cetera. So it was just a good time to kind of reflect and recharge my battery.
See, now, all the way around. I'm picturing trips that I used to take with my dad. Mm-hmm. And at some point or another, because we had 5 kids,
uh-huh.
all jammed into the back seat of the car.
Right, right,
and at one
right.
point or another, it would always come down to, don't make me stop this car. And I'm picturing Richard driving down to New York in the middle of the night.
No, you know what? They were charged up, but after about an hour into the ride, it was
they were
late.
Knocked out, right?
Yeah, they were out. So
now Dale asked a very good question. Out of respect for your wardrobe, you said, you know, I've seen Richard Seymour. He's got some great
pretty
stuff.
Pretty well turned out, usually.
How did he make a decision about what to wear on CBS? How did you make the decision?
Well, actually, I had about 4 or 5 suits hanging up in the closet. And I was like, well, babe, out of these suits, which one do you think? And so she kind of went through. I had a brown one. She was like, no, that just doesn't do it.
Won't
for
pop
TV.
On TV.
Nah, it's not enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, which was a nice suit. Yeah. I was like, well, I could have went with this one. But she was like, so when you see me and I'm pretty clean, it's a lot to do with my wife. So I have to give her a lot of credit on that.
I just pictured, how do you choose from a closet full of stuff like
it's
you
not
got?
Like it's like, you know.
Oh, come on
yeah,
now.
No, it's not a wardrobe like that now.
Well, did you get a chance to watch any football yesterday or just stay away from it?
Well, actually, when I got, because, I mean, I was.
I don't know how much you get to see when you're down on the set and doing
right,
all that
yeah,
other
I
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, we saw the start of most games. I mean, they pulled out the TVs and we saw, you know, it was, I don't know, maybe eight screens going on one side and 8. So it was about 16 games going at that one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so after I did the set, we drove back. And so I didn't even keep up with any football. You know, it was, like I said, it just was a time to get away, travel with the kids, be a dad. But actually, when I came back, the Cowboys and the Redskins were on. So I got a chance. But even when I got back, I had to kind of do some little tidying up things around the house. So I just was seeing the score in and out, so I really didn't see much football.
They said you sound like Bill Cowher now. They said you're talking like Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher,
it's only week
huh?
4. I mean, what?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
From that angle down there, you know, when they're watching all those games and you have, you know, I was going to call him Shannon for a second. It is Shannon Sharp.
Yeah,
I was going to call him Sterling.
Yep.
Right.
Who's my favorite. But anyway, you have Shannon Sharp there and Cowher. Do you think you can really analyze football from that position, being in the studio, watching the games? Do you think that's a good way to really find out what's going on in the games?
Well, you know what? I think when you look at it, you know, most of the guys that are sitting up on the set have some experience playing or they've been around the game as far as
coaching.
Or coaching yeah, like, you know, you got Coach Cowell, you got the two quarterbacks that played, and then you also got Shannon Sharpe. So I think just from that perspective, they kind of understand and kind of just from being in it, they know what to look for. And then you have some guys just kind of been around football for so long, they just know what to look for. But for me, it's always hard to kind of judge a game until, like, because I'm so used to looking at the coach's copy until, like, if I watch a game, I mean, I can still see some things. And that's one of the things, even when I'm playing, it's tough for me still to intellectually dissect the game because my emotions are in it as well. So even if somebody, just say somebody run over to my side, emotionally, I feel like I should make the play. But intellectually, when I'm looking at the linebackers, it's other, you know, moving components involved in it to, you know, you can't make those assessments until you really get a chance to watch the film.
And that's what I mean. I think a lot of analysts, even guys who have played the game, like, right, these, you know, Marino is a great quarterback, and mm-hmm. Boomer was a very good quarterback too. Mm-hmm. You could have a judgment that maybe is premature because you're in the studio, you know the game, but you haven't looked at the tape, and it could get you into trouble sometimes. You can say, oh, this football team's in trouble because they lost, you know, 40-14. But when you go back and look at the tape, you can actually see why certain things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big fan of what you're saying there. And until you kind of watch the film and see exactly what's going on, and then what they're trying to do defensively. I mean, a team may be trying to take something away, and it just doesn't happen, and they've given up probably something else. You know what I mean? So right. it's a give and take. You never know what goes into the game plan as far as what they're trying to do. So it's always tough to kind of, when you're on stage, to really be critical of guys when we don't know what they're being told to do.
Right.
So if I was in that stage, it'd still be tough for me to kind of, you know, criticize guys or sometimes I always feel like, and this is my total opinion on it, when someone's being criticized, sometimes I feel like they're probably being criticized too much, or even when they're being praised, they're probably being praised too much as well. So it's a give and take on both sides of the, you know, equation.
I remember we asked you about this last week, and a lot of us wondered if the bye week was coming too soon. It's mm-hmm. only 3 weeks into the season. You got a long stretch of games after this.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've had it and looking back on it, it sounds like you think the bye week was pretty well timed here.
Yeah, no, it feels good. I mean, you know, anytime you can have a bye, I think it's always a good thing, you know, because it's the game that we play is so stressful. It's a dangerous, tough game that we play, and it's such a physical game. Like I said, I mean, it's always like, you know, Monday mornings when I wake up, I'm okay, but Tuesdays it's like, whoa. I mean, I guess just everything is just sitting in from just the long week. And then I think as a defensive player as well, I mean, you have to run, you have to rush the pass, you have to stop the run. You're constantly on the ground, you know, bodies at different twists and angles that you're not going to be in practice. I mean, you physically wouldn't be able to do it if you practiced and played, you know, totally the same way, taking guys to the ground. And, you know, so I think just from a stress standpoint on the body, you have to be smart. And like I said, it's such a long season. I think Coach Belichick does a good job of taking care of us. Sometimes we're in pads, sometimes we're not. And, you know, I think a lot of that depends on winning, too. So.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. And the way you just described the way you feel after a game, mm-hmm. and you've been in the league since, you know, 2001 is your rookie year. Mm-hmm. Imagine a guy like Troy Brown, who's been in the mm-hmm. league since 1993,
no question,
playing for so long. Just your thoughts on Troy Brown, who retired last week, and just his impact on you and his impact on the game.
Well, I always look at Troy. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was drafted, my rookie year, you know, we're in the team meeting. This is my first team meeting with Coach Bill Belichick, and, you know, I'm sitting at the front because I'm like, hey, I want to hear everything that's going on. You coming in as a wide-eyed rookie. What's going on? You're kind of blinded by everything that's going on. So I come, sit up in the front of the room. So when I sat down, you know, a few guys just kind of, you know, looked at me when I sat in the seat. And so I was like, you know, I said to myself, well, I wonder what they're looking at me like that for. What's going on? So, you know, the meeting is about to start. Then comes walking in Troy Brown. You know, he's chewing his gum, which he always does, had his do-rag on, and, you know, kind of comes scrolling in. And as I'm sitting down, you know, we almost about the same height. I'm kind of looking at me, you know, so I'm like, not a real big guy. So he tapped me on the shoulder. He was like, it's my seat. I said, okay. So I said, that's why they were looking at me. So anyway, I mosted myself onto the back. You know, as a rookie, you always take the flag. So, but, you know, he was one of the guys that helped me the most. I don't know. I mean, he's from South Carolina, you know, so we had the South Carolina tie. So personally, he always kind of, you know, took his went out of his way to kind of look out for me as being a rookie and being from South Carolina. But it wasn't just me. I mean, he did that for all of the guys that he was. And I can always think about the receivers that played with him as well. He was always constantly, you know, in their ear. And he was one of the guys that I can really say got the most out of his ability, out of his talent, because if you always, he was always after practice getting his catches. He was always in the weight room doing some of the extra things. And like he always talked about how long it took him to get on. And, you know, in life you can go down different roads. You can travel down many different roads. But if you want to get to the ultimate goal, I think, you know, he's a guy that worked at it to get where he's at. And I have a lot of respect for somebody that, you know, he went out and earned every, you know, when people were writing him off and he shouldn't be able to do this, if you look at him, you'll be like, man, I could do what he does. But when you see this guy works and come together day in and day out, even when he was tired and beat down and, you know, he was telling you how, you know, he was tired or whatever, but he was still managing to come in and do the little things that it takes to be successful.
And a lot stronger.
Well, Michael made that point last week when we were talking to Troy. He was a lot stronger than you thought he was.
Oh, no question. I mean, I tell you what, I touched him one day. I mean, because if you seen him take his shirt off, I mean, he's shredded. I mean, he could actually be a bodybuilder. I mean, that's how shredded he is. I mean, but, I mean, and I said to Troy, because if you talk to him and ask him the day before the game or whatever, you always see him eating cookies and ice cream and cake. I was like, how do you eat that?
And look like that.
I was like, I couldn't do that.
Because I was telling Dale, the game, a game you guys lost in Carolina in 2005, he caught a pass down, I think it was down the right sideline, and some D-back came over, thought he had him lined up, and was on the ground.
It doesn't surprise me at all coming from Troy Brown. I mean, he's a truly strong size. Like how they say in boxing, like I know I always go to boxing.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound. He's probably one of the strongest guys that I played with.
Well, we've heard today from the husband of the year and the father of the year.
Absolutely.
They put a lot of pressure on all of us, but it's great to see you.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Good luck this week. Thanks. Yes, Richard Seymour.